Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, Lindsey Graham is saying that if Biden gets reelected, the world will truly be on fire. I have a feeling, I think it's already on fire. I think we're already seeing, and it's like a multiple alarm. Remember back on that show, Emergency, where they'd have all these multiple alarms? I used to watch that when I was a kid, by the way. I thought it was the most amazing show I'd ever seen. But, you know, they call in all these different fire houses and so forth. And I think it's like send them all. I think we got to send them all right now because the world is catching on fire. And, well, maybe that's a little over-exaggeration, but I don't know. We're pretty close to it, I think. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And we've got a few great direct messages already this morning. And by the way, thanks again to Michael listening on AM 860 talking about it's time to play some Christmas music. And yes, we've got Christmas music in the pipeline. We've got a few playing already this morning, and we'll hear more and change them up a little bit as well as we continue to head towards Christmas time. So thank you so much, Michael. We appreciate it. We heard from Richard the Marine this morning as well, 56 degrees and raining terribly there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And then we've also got another a direct message that I talked about right before we went to the last Trucker Travel Report last hour, but I do want to also mention it to Denise Simon, and once again we'll bring in Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, we got James in Clearwater sent us a direct message, and he talked about the idea that the Houthis basically have been taken off the terror watch list.
Yes.
Right after Biden came into office. Now, Trump designated them as such, and then suddenly, wow, it was very, very fast in 2021 that they got
taken. They weren't on there long because it was late, almost like in the last couple of weeks of the Trump administration that mm-hmm. he put the Houthis on the terror watch list. And within a couple of weeks of the beginning of the Biden administration, they took them off. And they took them off under pressure from the United Nations.
I'm not surprised about that from them, first of all. And you mentioned, too, about the humanitarian crisis going on. But isn't a terrorist a terrorist a terrorist? I mean, why can't the Biden administration make that distinction at that point?
Well, I guess, you know, if you're going to take direction from the United Nations,
right.
Therein lies one of the problems. But the other thing is before you make a decision to take them off, why don't you pick up the phone and call Saudi Arabia? Because they continue to attack Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia, you know, responds, and they respond pretty much immediately. So a lot of the, air quote, humanitarian crisis going on in Yemen is because of Saudi Arabia essentially defending itself. Everybody seems to be defending themselves. Nobody is fixing the problem, so there is no defense. There's more offense, like this, fix this once and for all kind of thing.
Well, now, obviously, our ships in the Red Sea, now, they shot down some of these drones in self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so they have, so, I mean, this is a significant attack, and part of what the U.S. Navy does is make sure that, you know, navigation on the high seas is, you know, stays open and so forth. It just seems to be, at what point are we in this thing, and when
we're
do you start shooting back?
We're in it.
Well, I agree, but somehow it's like, no, this is all happening, it's in Gaza. That's the only place this war is happening, but yet they're trying to draw and make a larger problem here, obviously. But how much longer, you know, can we just have these random attacks? Because if they hit a U.S. warship, doesn't that change the game completely?
Hitting us is going to be, that's a very low percentage of hitting us. We have too many defense weapons and too many offensive weapons and too much intelligence for everything to hit our warship. Okay. But here's the other thing. For the listener's sake, I would take a look at what's happening in Venezuela. Venezuela under Maduro is voted to attack Guyana. Now pay attention to that one. Guyana's got some interesting assets. Is a very small country, but Venezuela is huge. I mean, it's a huge, huge, huge country. Now, why would they want to do this? Because no one's going to stop them. And don't think that Venezuela is not taking orders from where? Russia and Iran. Oh, but we're not finished there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's travel on over to Africa, shall we? And keep an eye on Ethiopia. Ethiopia, pretty much every man is conscripted in Ethiopia. I think maybe a force of 200,000 or more. And why do I bring that? Because they're getting ready to attack Eritrea. And they need to attack Eritrea, they say, because they need the port of which Eritrea has. Instead of going through some kind of a diplomatic thing and you know, with the port and whatnot, why don't we just go take over the country, consumption? So we have a pattern here. Russia started it, right? With Georgia, and then Crimea, and now Ukraine. China, they kind of do the same thing, but they go in a little bit different direction. They go to all of these countries that are financially in trouble, and they sell what I call debt trapping, and they sell a service that says, hey, you need a new airport? Hey, your port needs to be updated, or we'll build you a port, or you need a telecom infrastructure and all these kinds of things. Well, we'll build it for you and you just pay us back. And they're going, oh, yeah. Well, then these countries can't pay the loan. So what happens?
Yeah, that's the Belt and Road Initiative.
That's a whole separate thing. So this becomes a situation where China never had to go to war. They never had to, you know, get nasty. They just end up owning peace parts of countries in Africa, in Latin America, because of debt default.
Wow. Well, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Much more Denise Simon. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Yes. Have a holly jolly Christmas, everybody. And
when you walk down,
that's just got a great sound to it. Can't be sad when that song's playing. I'm telling you that much. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course. Once again, 949-822-7959. And welcome back again, Denise Simon.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, well, we're in December now, so.
Yeah, we are.
That's what that means.
We can't stop it.
That's right. And we're heading to the end of the year, but I just don't know. I mean, a lot can happen in the next 3 to 4 weeks, basically. You know, these kinds of things can escalate very, very quickly. And so basically, do you think that Iran, via the Houthis and so forth, that they really are just making a concerted effort to expand this? Do they want us involved directly in this, or what do you think?
It would surprise me that I don't even know where it necessarily goes, but Iran knows that the United States is going to react at some point. We're going to get pushed,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to react. Now, I'm looking at a little bit of intelligence here that we're possibly putting 7,000 troops from Moody Air Force Base in Georgia on high alert for deployment. Now that's they're necessarily on standby. I don't know what the specialty is at Moody Air Force Base, to be honest with you, so I can't really, I was just poking around here to see what military support to see what comes out of Moody.
Well, certainly, you know, the $6 billion and now the other $10 billion, all that is, you know, basically at least the $6 billion, right, was tied to the five hostages being released. You know, what other incentives, I mean, that we would have other than military reprisals in order to try to get Iran to tamp down these kinds of attacks onto commercial shipping or to our own vessels. But at some point, I think you're right, America will get pushed and will actually have to do something because we also have to protect our own military forces.
Which we're doing in Syria and in Iraq right now.
Right.
But I think this thing's going to necessarily expand. And it's a, you know, interestingly enough, it's a tough time of year to be doing this, but, you know, you know, we don't, what do they say? We don't, it's not our choice. You know, when conflict comes to us, we don't have a choice but to respond. Now, the question is, will we respond? How will we respond? I think that's really up for grabs here at this point.
Well, you know, we had a great call from Backgammon Bob earlier. He was talking about, you know, directly going after, say, for example, the mullahs, the Tehran regime. You know, is that something that the United States can do, for lack of a better term, surgically? Because it seems to me that any attack upon Iran is going to have to, it's going to be costly, it's going to take time. In other words, or can it be done surgically?
Well, let's go another direction. It doesn't, you know, any kind of offense, even defense, when it comes to Iran, doesn't have to deal with planes and bunker busters and, you know, all the other kinds of things. There's other things that we can do. And the question is, will we do it? I mean, there's cyber, there's space, and then there's money. I think the House just voted to not release any of the monies, plural. I think we're up to, what, $10 billion?
Right.
To Iran in any way, shape, or form. So that puts pressure on Qatar. you know, there are other things that we can do besides, you know, flying B-2s and dropping, you know, ordnance. So we can say to Qatar, you better rein in your little friend over here to the north of you. We can turn around and as Lindsey Graham, you know, I know we kind of roll our eyes when we hear his name, but he wants to strike the refineries, our Iranian refineries. So you don't have to go do a surgical strike necessarily. You can hit those refineries and there might be some merit to what he suggests.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's plenty of other things that we can do. And I think that they're probably on the table. We have something out of the Pentagon. They're war gamers, and they virtually game conditions, and those conditions change minute to minute, hour to hour. And this is what you do for this situation. This is what you do for that situation. And then the situation changes, and then they have to make these adjustments. That's all they do. So is anybody listening in this White House? I'm dismissing Biden because he doesn't make any of these decisions. I would look at Susan Rice. I would look at Jake Sullivan, National Security Council, and you know, some of these people out of the Pentagon. What are they advising? So,
one of the things that happened the other day, and we talked about it here because I think, you know, we had Jennifer Griffin over at the Pentagon. Basically saying, you know, who are they shooting at? And they go, well, we're not really sure who they're shooting at. But are they, do you think that they're convinced now that they're shooting at us?
They knew already. They just won't put it out there. I mean, talk about gaslighting.
Right. We have no idea. They were headed north. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I'm kind of laughing a little bit. I said it's a very serious problem, obviously, but it seems to me that, again, it's like, you're right, it's a gaslighting thing. It's like, don't believe what you're, the most obvious thing that's happening in front of your eyes, but, you know, we're just still trying to ascertain this.
Well, last week I had mentioned that you've got these other Middle Eastern country leaders that are telling Israel, hey, quietly behind closed doors, do what you got to do. Destroy this situation. And I would argue that also necessarily includes Iran and not just Hamas. Now, remember, too, I think it was a couple of years ago that they call the Arab states or the Gulf states. They were, reaffirming their partnerships with each other in defense of Iran. And the one country that they left out was Qatar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, here we are.
Well, there's the other, and you mentioned it, and I thought this was a really interesting point you made last week on the program that you just reiterated about these Arab countries and Arab leaders saying, okay, yeah, you go mop the floor with Hamas, basically, but now in this country, you've got the, there's an article that we talked about earlier about Muslim swing state voters and the hashtag abandon Biden. They're just mad that Biden supports Israel at all, or the U.S. supports Israel at all. I mean, maybe somebody needs to get a memo somewhere that says, no, we're trying to get this to happen now, so you back off or something like that. I mean,
oh, the White House has got people that are doing that. They're reaching out to those organizations and those groups. They're absolutely doing that. What you're seeing here is a lot of pomp and circumstance. This is a lot of show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an awful lot of things going on in the background for sure.
Well, and it was interesting to me, too, because when I first saw that article, I thought, well, but they're not going to go vote for Trump. But it seems like the passions are running so high that it's like, well, we'll just, throw it, which is fine. I mean, hashtag abandon Biden, I'm sure, is just a little bit more popular than hashtag what was it that Biden said, that kind of thing.
Right.
Just joking. But obviously, this has a lot of high passion to it, and people are very, very upset one way or the other.
Well, and it isn't just here. It's global.
Yeah.
So I would be asking these groups, these Palestinians and these, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian organizations, is this really what your Islam is all about? So Israel has taken the position of saying to the world, this is what Hamas is about. We heard that, you had the 60-page war plan that was revealed, unearthed and whatnot by Unit 8200 of Israel, of what Hamas was planning. And everybody said, well, this was just kind of wishful thinking. There's no way this is necessarily going to happen. And it was done last year. Well, I remind everybody, at the time, Benjamin Netanyahu was not the prime minister.
Exactly.
We seem to be forgetting that piece. However.
Good point. Stay right there, though, because we're going to hit the break. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with more. Right after this. More with the new Simon.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that they did not have access to this document. There's no indication.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas, Shati Battalion, in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haitham Kawari.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, folks, we are back. As promised, as advertised, we're back. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message right there as well. So, by the way, thanks again to James in Clearwater. Also sent us another direct message, and had a great suggestion for some music for the Trucker Traveler Report. Appreciate it, James. And I think, yeah, that sounds like it would be a good addition. So stay tuned, everybody. And if you'd like to have or make a request or suggest a song for the Trucker Traveler Report, again, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message. So thanks again, James. Much appreciated. All right, we're talking about being much appreciated around here and all over the place across the radio dial this morning. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
And always, folks, you know, we want to take the opportunity to tell you, don't forget to head over to founderscode.com and just check out the great articles and material that Denise has over there. And we'll sing her praises for her on the air. So you were making a point right before we went to the break and as we were heading up to the wall there. But you were talking about, you know, Netanyahu was not the prime minister when some of this intelligence reports may have been made. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so I would be challenging, and when this report you know, surfaced, I think they're investigating who actually had access to it, who was it delivered to and not delivered to, and was it even feasible that any of this was going to be happening. So they'll figure this whole thing out and where to point fingers and whatnot. But in the meantime, I would be paying a little bit of attention to Senator Rubio. Now, why would that be? Well, we have this respiratory illness
that
has surfaced
yes.
in China, and it's a big deal. Now, whatever China is saying, you can probably not believe, or they're playing it, they're lowballing the problem. So Rubio is calling for a travel ban, and I happen to think that that's probably something we should do.
Yeah, because we can see the whole thing starting over again.
Yes,
we've seen this movie.
Yes, we have. And so, where's the World Health Organization? Where's the United Nations? Where's the National Security Council? What are the other world leaders? What are they saying? Are they experiencing any kind of unusual travel? What you know, the doctors and the experts and the biologists and so forth. So I will tell you that somebody better do something here, and they better do it quickly.
I agree. You know, and all joking or kidding aside, it just seems like this is too good to be true. For some on the left who would say, well, maybe we'll have some more lockdowns. Maybe we'll have some more sort of COVID-esque restrictions and stuff like that. Here we go again. It's the election year. And I just,
precisely.
Yeah, for the life
precisely.
Of me. Yeah, I don't know anybody. I literally don't know anybody who I think would say, oh, that's right. We got to lock down again and go through that whole thing. I got too many people who have told me that their businesses suffered so much.
Or closed,
that's right. But they barely hung on. They barely hung on. And now to put that whole thing, people through that again, I think is just unconscionable.
And, you know, why is it kind of Rubio standing out there by himself? You know, where are the other people that are on the Senate Intelligence Committee? Or, you know, where's our CDC? You know, where's our White House? You know, it's kind of like... Where's everybody else? Why does it come down to Rubio? It's kind of, you know, people ought to be standing shoulder to shoulder with them. And I would especially say some of these governors on the West Coast. Hello, Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I actually have someone in my extended family. They live outside of the area here. But they've had like a respiratory issue for a while now, and they continue to go back to the doctor, and there's, you know, so in other words, you hear about this, you hear it on the news, and then you hear something, and you say, wow, you know, is something already making its way over here?
Well, kind of to expand it here a little bit, there's a respiratory illness, pneumonia-like condition that's hitting dogs on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. You're right. And people are saying this comes out of nowhere. They don't know what it is. And yeah, it's very, very scary.
We're in a bad place, ladies and gentlemen. And I would say that those that are tasked with protecting us, we keep saying the word, you know, making us safe. We're not safe. We don't. I mean, who is really doing the protecting? And I would say we're kind of not getting anywhere. So kind of like everybody for themselves here at this point.
Well, now let's just say, and I hope that this is not the scenario. I want to make that clear. But if you do have more cases of some strange illness or virus or something like that. You know, I think people will look at a very, very clear choice to say who manages this kind of thing differently. And so, again, I don't think people want to have the national lockdowns. If we ever hear the phrase 2 weeks to stop the spread again, people will know what that means.
Well, and so you know, where is the, again, where is the CDC? What goes in the presidential daily briefing? Wouldn't you like to know?
Right.
And what should go in it that's not going in it? You know, presidential daily briefings, given the conditions that we're in with Venezuela and Guyana and Ethiopia and Ukraine and Qatar, Syria, Iraq, I mean, we can just go on and on and on and on and on. Those presidential daily briefings ought to take 2 and 3 hours, if not all day long. I mean, Biden shouldn't be doing it, virtually anything else other than sitting with these experts. And I would argue, go outside of his little bubble here, way beyond his normal national security advisors, Jake Sullivan, who is worthless, and, you know, see what other organizations, and there are a lot of them, what do they know? And why isn't what they know in the presidential daily briefings? So I would say that our CIA is failing us. I would say that the Defense Intelligence Agency is failing us. DNI is failing us. But, you know, everybody, you know, all of these fancy positions, they're all in the Aspen Institute having these, I think it's the Aspen Society, yeah, Aspen Institute. You know, they're having these confabs and interviewing, you know, people from the Pentagon and, you know, whatever. I mean, so, great.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What are we doing?
Well, of course, I don't know. Maybe they're a little bit worried because Joe Biden, for example, may pop off with something like he said to the wind turbine manufacturers the other day, saying, "Hey, my Marines got a code to blow up the world." I couldn't believe he said that. And then he goes, "Yeah, he thinks I'm joking." No, no. I mean, this is, who knows what he'll say. So, I mean, I'm just being kind of facetious. So maybe they don't put stuff in the briefing.
Right. And then, you know, while we're sitting here with Mayorkas, do we impeach him? Do we not impeach him over immigration? Well, you know, he's also the Department of, head of the Department of Homeland Security, which goes beyond immigration. So what is... What does his department, what does his agency have to say about anything? You know, what are they watching? You know, is he tapping the shoulder and saying, "Hey, we got this crisis. I got word yesterday about these cartels. And fascinatingly enough, they're not even so much charging money for bringing these migrants to the United States anymore. Well, not, I shouldn't say anymore. They have a new plan. Mm-hmm. And what's that plan? They're saying to these migrants, if you'll give up an organ, say, you know, a kidney or one of your eyes, you know, we'll credit you $15,000 or $20,000.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Now, who does the organ trafficking? Who does the organ harvesting and trafficking? This has been known for that. China.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Denise Simon, we'll continue this tomorrow morning as well. Thanks again, and hope you have yourself a great morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website. Kyle Warren with you. I'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. We're coming.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren Ritchie, welcome back. As we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. And don't forget, if you have a question or comment this morning, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program or if you might have a question or comment for our next guest, Chris Markowski. Of course, he's the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And you can also hear Chris right here on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Sunday afternoons, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And happy Monday to you, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to go over this morning, lots going on as we head into this work week here. What do you think, number one, again, we're looking at, pardon me, we're looking at we had Black Friday and so forth, but are we seeing any other indicators of where this holiday season might be going? Because as we know, and as you mentioned last week, people are not able to maintain the kind of levels of spending they had, I think, just in their daily lives. But what about, holiday shopping, that kind of thing?
I haven't seen any more numbers since, the Black Friday weekend and the Cyber Monday stuff. And then we discussed that. So I don't really see, really much of a change in regards to anything. Obviously, the nature of retail is changing drastically in the way it used to be and how people buy and purchase and, even business owners understand that the allure doesn't work anymore. Everybody's figured out, you know, you're going to put on a sale. You can go online and find out where somebody else is also having that sale. And if you don't feel like going out, you can have it delivered to your house. So, you know, it's the nature of the entire thing has changed.
Well, indeed. You know, just a little while ago, we were talking with Denise Simon about this virus or something, this respiratory illness that's cropping up in China. It's evidently in a very, very big way. And this, of course, has got people here in the United States, you know, concerned or worried or just, you know, we don't want this whole thing to happen all over again. I mean, I can't imagine that the economy could take another blow like it did during COVID.
That's not going to happen. They try to push for another shutdown. You rip the country apart. And again, you got to take a look at the numbers. This is as plain as day, you know, that you're going to lock children down and whatnot and for a period of time. And that's when kids, quite frankly, need to have germs. Germs are good. Most of your body's made up of germs. You have to take in these things in, and your body learns how to deal with fighting off, colds and viruses and infections at a very young age. And when you lock people up and force them to wear masks, you screw around with that. And I think that's partly to blame because we all know that, even though our lockdowns were bad, I mean, they were really draconian in China. So, again, these things, you know, could have been seen if people were a little bit more forward thinking than the reactions that we had to COVID and the respiratory virus. But, I'm sure you'll probably get in some, you know, left of center areas of the country some call to put masks back on, all this other stuff. But I don't see any sort of lockdowns or anything like that happening.
Well, that is very, very good to hear, only because, you're right. There's so much damage that was done, and especially to younger school-age kids, and they didn't get to socialize with one another. I mean, they lost some crucial development even in that area. You can kind of see, as you mentioned, that the left of center, you know, when they hear about this kind of thing, they look at the calendar and say, hey, we're going into an election year. Maybe we can use this to our advantage. And that would not fly.
That's the amount of money that was printed and, you know, whatnot, trying to, I don't see politically how you're going to be able to pull that off. That right now, nobody, you know, the faith in government, institutions, you know, whether it be, you know, the CDC, the, you know, even, you know, talk about the World Health, the Health Organization, no one believes that stuff. Well, I mean, certain people do, but the overwhelming majority are not going to buy into anything that they're selling at this point in time. So good luck getting people to comply with it. I mean, I didn't comply with the nonsense the last time around. And you know, now forget it. You think you're going to have people, you know, posting up on their Facebook page, you know, stay home, stay safe? I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's look at the economy here real quick. We understand that right now we're looking at about 5.2%. in the third quarter, but economists are saying we're looking at a real slowdown. Evidently, according to the National Association of Business Economics Outlook Survey Panel, they're saying evidently that the economy could slow to about 1% between the fourth quarter of this year and the fourth quarter of next year. That's not good to hear at all.
Well, that last GDP print was in revision upwards had a lot to do with government spending. If you actually look at the internals, and again, that's a sugar high. Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan described it as like we've injected drugs into our economy, and that's true. I mean, we haven't had really great true dynamic growth in this country since the 1990s. We really have it. You want to go take a look at the GDP numbers? Yeah, we've had these fits and starts to some degree, and a lot of it has had to do with government spending and, you know, military spending and wars and other nonsense, but we haven't had that type of dynamic growth for a very, very long period of time. And, you know, the government spending that was injected into the economy by, you know, Biden with CHIPS Act and all of this other, you know, nonsense, Inflation Reduction Act, all this, that's not real. That's going to go away, much like the Obama's American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, way back when. It was just, the money is just, it's spent and it's wasted, and that's not true growth.
Well, indeed, and you mentioned about the 90s. Yeah, it reminds me of Bill Clinton, coming out and saying the era of big government is over, and that would just be anathema today. I mean, he couldn't say that if he wanted to.
He'd be, again, if you actually take a look at, his record, he is farther right than many Republicans that we have right now that are in Congress, based upon his record and where he stood on things, quite frankly.
Well, and it does bring up the whole, issue of where we're going with the nomination process here. And we talked a little bit about the debate late last week, but it seems to me that people would have hopefully some clear choices between somebody like a Gavin Newsom and at least, let's say, we don't know who the GOP nominee is going to be right now. Trump's so far ahead in the polls, but, we know that anything could happen. But, hopefully people wouldn't want to go with that, what has really become, as you were just talking about, this huge government spending, because I guess that makes some people feel good, but overall it wrecks everything.
Well, again, it's not real, and we don't have the money anymore. I mean, finally, I think they're starting to recognize a little bit, for the first time ever, you're getting pushback in regards to government spending for wars. The reluctance to send more money to the Ukraine and, that not having, listen, we're $33 trillion in debt. We're spending $1 trillion in interest payments at this point in time. This is untenable. And again, both parties are remiss in addressing this, few and far between, the entitlement problems that we have moving forward, and to me, it's awful. I mean, I got kids, and hopefully someday I'll have grandkids, and we're doing this to them. We're putting it on their credit cards, and there's people in D.C. they don't care. I mean, you look at right now, you get the new Speaker of the House. What do we do? He punted. He did the same thing that McCarthy wanted to do when it came to continuing resolutions, punting on government spending. We got nothing in regards to that. Oh, we got to keep the government open. I don't give a darn if they close the government. What difference does it make to me? I'm going to continue to do work. And it was like, oh, my God, the sky's going to fall. The world's going to end. Okay, whatever. If you say so. To me, it's nonsensical, and nobody's willing to make the difficult choices. They're all cowards. They spend their time raising money for themselves rather than doing the job that they're supposed to do.
Well, Chip Roy, Republican out of Texas, he had a press conference where he talked a lot about, trying to curtail some of this spending in exchange for other things happening for securing the border, this kind of thing. But they're running into a brick wall on that, too, and just like you're saying. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Time is flown by, of course, but we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. You can hear him right here on AM 860 and watchdogonwallstreet.com. Stay right there because we're coming right back after your top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.